On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
God is all sufficient. Listen, he's when you understand that, you can start to develop a relationship. You see, you got to break that religious mindset. You got to do this. No, God ain't making you do anything. Amen. If there be first a willing mind. Amen. Amen. Willing worship, not worshiping him in spirit and truth, not just going through the motions because it's church. No, that's religious stuff. That's just religious stuff. Songs don't cause us to worship. We sing songs because we worship. As a matter of fact, we worship. Worship is not just in song. Thank God we have wonderful praise and worship leaders, musicians. I love them to life. Most of them are young. Amen. But listen, worship goes far beyond us clapping and singing. Worship, as a matter of fact, in its purest essence, is your obedience.
Amen.
See, we're going to talk about sovereign God. If God is everywhere all the time and feels everything all the time, wherever you go, then I believe his objective is to fill your life like that.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
When you're at home and nobody else around, God is still there.
Amen.
You're still worshiping. You're not doing things that are like, oh, I can't. No, you're there, or you're in Walmart, or in at the fruit stand. God is still there. See, when you begin to understand his sovereignty, you start to exercise your life towards that. You start to experience the presence of God in places that you never would have thought. He's not limited to the four walls of this building. Matter of fact, he wants to ride home with you in your car. He wants to be in the conversation with you and your wife. He's sovereign. He don't want just a part of you. But it's a matter of yielding to him and coming to know him. He wants yet to do great exploits through your life. Get it back up for me. We can't be ignorant of the ways and workings of the Lord. Neither is worship with men's hands as though he needed anything, seeing he gives to all life. You had that little cockroach, the little ant,
yes, sir.
The mosquitoes, them rascals. God has given them life.
Amen.
Everything belongs to him. He's Lord of it all, creator of it all. Amen. Get back up. Seeing he gives to all life and breath and all things, and has made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation. Ah, let's pause there for a moment. That's verse 25. God has determined their time of appointment and their bounds of habitation.
Amen.
Understand this. Get this straight in your mind. You are who you are because God made you that.
Amen.
Whether you're black or white, God didn't make no mistakes.
Amen.
He didn't make one lesser. Where you were born, when you were born, God determined that. Yeah, maybe the parents tried to abort you, but God didn't suffer them to abort you, and you're here. Get rid of that trauma, and they told you. No, you ought to be the most thankful. They tried to abort me, so you now you walking around with this stigma. No, no, the devil tried to get you, but God said, no, I got a destiny for you. They can't have you. You ought to be the one giving God the most praise. Where you were born, when you were born, your parents, your siblings, your children, how you look, fat, skinny, ugly, pretty. See, ain't nobody ugly in Christ. Eh? He's beautified the meek with salvation. Your salvation makes you beautiful. Your spirit will override any kind of features you have that might not be too beautiful. They'll see that. They'll see the beauty of Christ in you. Amen. Anyway, the other beauty's only skin deep. Forget to put the makeup on one morning. Let's tell somebody, God made me. I am who I am by the grace of God. Take it or leave it. Like it or not, God made me. Ain't another one like me. You can have an identical twin. He ain't just like you. God made you unique. God made you. Ha. Come on, sovereign God made you. You have a purpose. You are part of a master plan. You have a destiny. Some people just don't like the way they look. You know, they feel shame, but that's skin deep stuff. Look in the mirror. Talk to yourself in the mirror. Till you start looking. You know, till you start looking acceptable.
Amen.
If you need to do some things to yourself, don't walk around like a whole hag and an old bum. Right? Right? Come on, tell somebody we represent the kingdom. We're not religious folk. Religious folk don't care about nothing. Just passing through this life, trying to make 100. No. Who would, what is that attractive to anybody? Now, come on, it's a reality. It's a reality. There's an attraction visually. And it doesn't mean that we have to go all out and be extravagant and all that. No, just tell somebody right now, take care of yourself. I tell often of a story of one of our African brothers. I won't say his name. He's been here a number of times with us. And man, what a profound teacher and what a revelation he carried. But churches were kind of shutting him down, not inviting him back. And we met one time and we talked. And you know, you don't want to offend people, but he's mature enough to, he really wanted to. He said, Apostle, what do you think it is? Well, first of all, in your culture, you don't wear deodorant. I said, when you come, there's a strong odor that you carry. You carry a strong word, but a strong odor too. And in our superficial culture, you need some sure. Back home, you don't need it. But why are you over here with these folk? So we went and we bought them some different things. Even a little cologne to put on. I said, while you're here, use this. You go back home, you don't need it. Guess what? Doors started opening again.
Amen.
Simply because this is the human psyche. Yes.
Amen. Amen.
So as representatives of Christ, take care of yourself.
Amen.
Amen. Look at somebody again. Take care of yourself. Don't let yourself go.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Y'all got me messed up now. Let's see. Get the verse back up there. He has made of one blood all nations. See, we all come from the same place. We all come from the same. We all have the same, are made from the same blood. So stop looking down on yourself. Now, I know society has not been favorable to certain ethnicities. We have a history of slavery.
Amen.
You got to get rid of that slave mentality.
Amen.
Israel, the Hebrews that came out of Israel when they were dispersed, they had a history of slavery.
Amen.
And many didn't enter the promises of God because they never got over the slave mentality.
Amen. 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 Amen.
So see, we might be a seeming minority in the world. I'm talking about saved folk. And we might be persecuted.
Amen.
Talked about.
Amen.
Lied on. You got to rise up above that and know that God is sovereign.
Amen.
And the more lies they tell on you, the more they persecute you, they're only going to take you higher.
Amen.
Do you understand how God works sovereignly?
Amen.
In Egypt, Pharaoh said, listen, the Israelites are more than we are. If someone comes against us in war, they'll join themselves to them. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to start killing them.
Amen.
All the male children,
amen,
when they're born, throw them in the river.
Amen.
And the maids that helped deliver them said, listen, these Hebrews are lively. Time we go to get the child is born already.
Amen.
That was an act of God. And the more they threw in the river, or the more they killed, you know, the Bible says the more they multiply. Now, how is that? God is sovereign. So see, even when the enemy comes against your life, trying to decrease you, trying to pull things, you can rejoice. You know, you're not guilty. You're not living in sin. You're serving God. But the enemy looks like he's trying to come and pull things apart. No, rejoice in that. Because the more he does that, the more God says, listen, sovereignly, I got something up the road for you that's not only going to replace that, but I'm going to multiply and accelerate that, because you are a child of destiny. There's a purpose that's in you. But you got to know him sovereignly. If you only know him religiously, you're stuck. Tell somebody right now, you are a purpose inside of a body. We are a purpose. Reason why you're here, you are a purpose. You are here on purpose, and you are a purpose, and God has given you a destiny, and it's up to you to discover it.
Amen.
That's why you got to be careful at the friends that you choose. Because some ain't thinking about no destiny. They're thinking about the right now. This is why the world system is so, or can be so dangerous. This is why education.
Amen.
I'm all for education, but not to the point where it dumbs down your spiritual walk.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Worthing Associates Financial and Estate Planning, family owned and operated, serving families like yours for over 25 years. 772-403-5879. We make retirement easy. Securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA/SIPC.